Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life. For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as a way to have a family activity together. And to get started, we go to jw.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana as Laura made landfall. Advanced preparation relieved stress as the Goche family prepared to evacuate. Matthew's wife, Daisy, felt that relief firsthand.
I deal with a lot of anxiety and stress. So for me, I would have been scrambling if I didn't have my go bag ready.
Ashley Reaney, also of Lake Charles, saw the value of go bags.
So we used over half of our go bag items within the first probably 36 hours.
Tips for disaster preparedness and suggestions for putting together your own go bag are available from FEMA at ready.gov, and you can search go bags on jw.org. Finally, Ashley's 10-year-old daughter, Arden, has this sound advice.
You might not think you need one, but trust me, you really will.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child's scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
So what?
Bar2Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar2Go can be found at www.thebar2go.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one, too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebar2go.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Henson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. I promise we are, because I fixed it myself today. I hate to even ask the open-ended question, but how's things going?
Not very good, but I got to say, nobody wants to hear it because everybody's going through the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I guess, to be honest, I'll just leave it at that. Yeah. I explained some of it to you earlier today on the phone. There's been even more things since then, but if you want to know about them, just call me whenever we get done with the show, because nobody wants to hear it. Cause everybody, like I said, everybody's going through the same thing. So
yeah, it's crappy. And I don't know, you know, it's the little things that like, you know, in my situation, like, man, I just want to be able to sleep in my bed. You know, and maybe, and if I really want to push it, have some internet, that'd be cool. But,
I will say the best part of my day until now that I get to do the show and not have to worry about all this stuff for an hour, was when I was in somebody else's house this morning, seeing the devastation in their house. And it didn't even dawn on me that I had devastation in my own house.
Yeah.
I just looked and to be honest, and I just said I wasn't going to say this, but I guess I'll say it anyway. I was telling Jesse the other day, I do this for a living. I walk into people's houses where their entire house is destroyed, and I have to make sure that I have no emotions whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Because if I do, then every time I walk into somebody's house, I'm going to cry even more. Right. I'm going to get even more emotional. And so I have to block it out. And so when I walk into my own house, I have to block it out. It's just this, it's what I've been trained to do. It's what I've trained myself to do, I guess. Mm-hmm. And Jesse, you know, Jesse, this is not her at all. Well, it kind of is, but it kind of isn't at the same time. She is the one that's having to go to the office at the apartment complex and yell at people. Mm-hmm. I'm normally the one that does that, but I'm so used to being emotionless when I walk into somebody else's house, mm-hmm. that when I walk into my own house, I'm still emotionless. I know when I look at it that I need to be upset, and I am upset, but it's different than if I didn't do this job, mm-hmm. because I'm so used to seeing it and I'm so used to blocking out my emotions that when I walk into my own house and I still see all of the dry out equipment in there a week and a half later, it's like, oh, I see this all the time. This is normal. And yeah. It's just, I know that I need to get over that. I know I need to start raising hell, but I can't. I don't know. It's just, it's so ingrained in me now after 2 years doing this job that even though I know I need to do it, I can't.
Yeah. Well, you know, and at some point, you know, and I'm not trying to sound cold because I'm going, you know, going through similar circumstances, but I think we're all going to have to, at some point, just face it and turn the page and, you know, and yep. start moving towards, you know, a new tomorrow, if you will, because, you know, it's been a hellacious couple of weeks and, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, obviously it is, and I don't feel as though I'm a depressed person, but, you know, it's weighed on me and it weighs on everybody. And, yep. you know, at some point just got to shake it off and as best as you possibly can, and then move on and start rebuilding and build our communities back up. And, hopefully, you know, we learn lessons from everything that's happened and, you know, we can build our community stronger than what they were before. And I think that's the most important thing right now.
Yes.
You know, it's, if you try to think about everything that has to be done, it's going to drive you crazy. And that's why I've tried to, compartmentalize everything and make it, you know, you got to take one step at a time. Like we got to, you know, in our situation, we have to find a new place to live. We need to take care of that part of it first. We get that.
Yes.
And then we can look at the next, you know, phase two, as I tried to make a joke earlier with Brenda, phase two electric boogaloo, you know, and see where we got to go from there. And then, you know, hopefully things start moving in the right direction because, you know, we were talking about Monday, like, I'm the type of person that I believe like you only get hit with so much for so long, and then good things will happen. You know, there's got to be a yin and a yang to everything that happens in this world, and you can't just constantly, at least in my life, I've the bad things that have happened, there's always something around the corner that's a good thing and something positive that you can start building on and be a little bit more optimistic. Cause you know, you put out, you know, you get back what you put out in this world. And to think about, you know, if you're always constantly negative about everything, then negativity is going to come back on you. So just try to be positive and move in the right direction and let the chips fall where they may at that point.
And to go back to your point of things will get better. Excuse me. Sorry. And this will show just how much of a coon ass I actually am. But anytime that you have a huge influx of fresh water into an area that's normally saltwater. The main one I think of is Lake Pontchartrain, but lots of other places. 6 months or so after that huge influx of fresh water, or well, for the first 6 months, crabbing, like going, you know, trying to catch crabs and traps,
yeah,
is horrible. But 6 months afterwards, it rebounds so much that people that go crabbing for a living make more money than they would have had it not happened.
Yeah.
And it's a very odd way to, is a very odd way to say that, you know, to put this into perspective, but everything in life works that way to a certain degree. When things go bad, they go good later.
Right. You know,
it will get better. And I've had to tell myself that today, after the 3 weeks, give or take, whatever it's been since the hurricane hit, today has been hands down the most stressful day that I have had during that time.
Yeah.
And I've had to tell myself that numerous times.
Yeah.
It will get better. And when it gets better, it will be even better than if this had happened.
Right.
And it always works out that way. But right now, it doesn't feel like it. I was actually telling somebody that today. Guy that I was talking to, that his half of his house is destroyed. And this is a little different than what I was saying, but it gets to the point. So look, you know, we're going to come in, we're going to do the demo where we're going to do the demo work in your house. And then once we get to insurance, it's going to take forever. It only takes a month or two, but it's going to feel like it takes forever. It's going to feel like it's 8 months. Cause you're like, oh my God, why is nothing happening? Why is my house not getting fixed?
Right.
But if you can deal with that situation, the remodel, like fixing your house up, getting it back to normal, will seem like it takes no time, even though it takes twice as long.
Right.
Because things are actually happening. And so for everybody that's going through that right now, just know once the supplement gets submitted to your insurance company, it's going to feel like it takes forever. It feels like it's never going to end, but I'm saying this so that way you are prepared for it. When it actually happens, it's not going to help. You're still going to be like, oh my God, why is nothing happening? I'm saying this so that way you're at least kind of prepared for it. Mm-hmm. But then after that, things are going to start working. Things are going to start moving. Things are happening. Things are going to get fixed. It will be better, I promise.
Yep. Well, that's a good way to look at it and good advice. So let's take a break and come back and talk about the Saints and talk about some other stuff so we're not so bummed out.
Some happy things.
Well, we'll see. Let's either way, let's take a break. We'll be back with more after this. Just spend every day seems to greet me with a smile. Some spots are fading. Now I'm doing time.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by DoorNext, just voted one of the Food and Wine magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
ganache. Ganache is a rich chocolate filling or frosting used between and over layers of cakes when a major chocolate statement is being made. And what a delicious statement it is. Ganache is made with chocolate and whipping cream. The former is chopped into small pieces and the latter is warmed and whipped with the chocolate chunks until well blended. Depending on the amount of cream used, ganache can range from thick and intense, almost like a fudge, to fluffy and mellow. Either way, the flavor is much more explosively chocolatey than chocolate alone. Ganache is also used to make truffles.
Join my wife Marianne and me for The Food Show every weekday from 2 to 4, right here on WGSO.
WGSO. Across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. So we're going to shake off that first segment, and we're going to talk about the Saints. And I don't know if it's necessarily good news, but it's definitely news. I don't know if anyone has paid any attention, but the Saints have 8 members of the organization that have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, I don't understand because, I mean, I get it. Like, people can be vaccinated and still get COVID, but my gosh, 8 of them? You wouldn't think that would be, yeah, you know, there would be that many. One being Michael Thomas, and I don't know if I know that they said that they were 100% vaccinated as like a staff and things like that. I don't know if that included the players, but either way, I mean, he was going to be out anyway, so it's really not that big of a deal. However, the total includes 6 offensive coaches, 1 player, and 1 nutritionist. But the good news is, if those were false positives and they can get 2 negative tests in a row, they'll be back in action and everything will be fine. So hopefully.
And I think if you don't have symptoms, mm-hmm, you can immediately test, and if you get 2 negative tests, then you're good.
Yeah,
I think. Now, I'm pretty sure that if you have symptoms, you have to wait 10 days or 14 days, something, mm-hmm, like that, and then have a negative test. But if they don't have symptoms, just go run to Walgreens tomorrow, and you're good for your first one. Go run to Walgreens after that, and then get another one or wherever, mm-hmm, else.
Yeah, you're right. If it says if they're asymptomatic, vaccinated players and personnel can return when they provide 2 negative tests, results 24 hours apart, and that's per the NFL protocols. Unvaccinated players and personnel who test positive must isolate for at least 10 days. So, but here's the deal. We were facing adversity going into last week, and everything seemed to work out in our favor. We were joking last year that it's 2020, but I don't know. I hope this isn't a whole like 10-year span. We just have to say the 20s were terrible. You know, there was the roaring 20s in the 1900s, but now I think we have the crap 20s.
The crying to your breakfast 20s.
Because I don't know, like this year. At least last year, you knew what was going on, and like there wasn't really any surprises. Well, this year, like it's like you get something dangled in front of you, and then you reach for it, and it's like that that insurance commercial with the guy with the dollar bill on the fishing pole, and almost got it. You know, like got to go to concerts, almost got to go to Bourbon Fest, almost got to do a lot of things, but no, not so much.
I feel like we could probably call it the crying 20s.
There you go.
We're all just going to cry for the entire decade.
I hope not. I mean,
oh, God, me too. Holy God, Jesus.
That'll be terrible. Yeah, we'll have to see how that all goes. But the good news is that the Saints did re-sign Kenny Stills back on the team. He, I think he spent his first 2 years with the Saints. Is that right?
Yeah, I feel, two or three. Feel like that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Which his last year, I think he almost had 1,000 yards receiving.
Yeah, he had 973.
Oh yeah, there you go. He kind of fell off a cliff once he left the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you got Sean Payton. Sorry, you got Sean Payton there. You're probably gonna do better. I mean, he's one of the best offensive minds the NFL has seen in a long time, and so.
Yeah,
you're probably going to do a little bit better than you do at the Texans. So,
absolutely. And Coach Payton said that Kenny is he's extremely smart, a really good transitional player, and he will bring to our group a few things that I think he does really well. I agree. One of those things would be taking the top off the defense.
Yes,
because he always had good speed
since Thomas has been out.
Yeah, he's got good speed. And that will open up some things underneath. And he's a veteran. He knows what's going on. And that could open up some things for Marquez Callaway underneath and maybe even Juwan Johnson. So mm-hmm. I think I'm pretty okay with this one. If you're going to go try to get people off the street, I think he's a good one that you could do. He's already familiar with terminology and those type of things. So, you know, I don't know if he's going to be ready to play on Sunday, but, you know, fortunately, I don't believe we lost anybody that was playing on that side of the ball out of the wide receiver group on Sunday. Traquan Smith was put on the injured reserve, but he wasn't playing in the game Sunday anyways. So if we can go out there with what we had, what we went with last week, and maybe he can come in for a couple of plays, which he probably will be able to do. I don't think you can expect much more out of him than that. That's definitely a welcome addition. And, just another deep threat that Jameis can throw the ball down the field too, and hopefully everything goes well. Another one, and I'm trying to find his name, but they did put McCoy on the injured reserve. Oh, yeah. But they did pick up the form. He'd been the center for the Chiefs last year, so that's a little more depth and can help out because Cesar Ruiz can move over and he'd played center in college. So I think we're going to be okay. And they did a great job even after McCoy left the game last week. And it's nothing that's super serious. It's a calf strain that McCoy has, but. You at this point in the game, there's no reason to push it any farther than you have to, and hopefully they can escape Carolina with another W. And real quick, because we got about 20 seconds left, I don't know if you've seen the video, but they have a virtual panther that is huge and goes all over the stadium. It's really cool if you haven't seen it, but. You can check it out online.
I've not seen that. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah, pretty neat. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the injury list, and we'll talk about some of our favorite things, like stupid power rankings.
The Ghost of from New Orleans. WGSO. New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Dave Brannon. Ida victims with damaged roofs are still struggling to keep their homes from further damage, and Lafourche Parish President Archie Chasson tells us he's also upset in the slow movement of FEMA to set up temporary long-term housing like mobile homes in Lafourche to house residents as their storm-damaged homes are made habitable after Ida's wrath.
And you would think after Katrina, after Laura last year, FEMA would have a little bit more get up and go, and we wouldn't be talking about, you know, up to 60 days before we see any type of housing coming in the parish.
Disaster food stamps, also known as DSNAP, will soon be available to residents in 25 parishes hit hard by Ida. Louisiana Department of Children and Family Services Assistant Secretary Shivana Howard says residents who are interested should pre-register, and then starting on Monday, DCFS agents will begin interviewing applicants to see if they're eligible.
What we need in order to operate a DSNAP event by the federal government is to make sure that there is power, electricity, connectivity, that the mail is operating those areas, and there's grocery stores opening.
LRN.
Hey there, what are you doing today? Would whatever it is be easier with faster, more reliable home internet? If you said yes, we have good news. Plus, you could save up to $150. Viasat offers high-speed satellite internet wherever you live, even if cable providers don't go there. So you can get online today and tomorrow. Go to viasat.com/connect now and save up to $150 on select home plans. That's viasat.com/connect now. Minimum 24-month service term. Service is not available in all areas. See viasat.com for additional terms and conditions.
Wondering why their bid was so low? Take 30 seconds to save thousands at lacontractor.org and look them up for yourself. Keep storm chasers and scammers away any time of the day, 365 days a year. Take 30 seconds to save thousands at lacontractor.org.
Make every day a good old day with the hand-cranked taste of Bluebell ice cream. The good old days are being made right now.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Did the winter weather leave your windows looking gloomy? Let the summer sun glisten on your freshly washed windows. Call Window Genie, where we have a streak-free guarantee at 504-264-5811 on the South Shore and 985-826-4200 for the North Shore office.
I'm Jean McCleskey.
And I'm Steve Espinosa. We are your local Window Genie owners.
Window Genie,
where we do windows and a whole lot more.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Rosalind Karamer with Ladder and Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Rosalind Karamer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
We are the nowhere generation. We are the kids that no one wants. We are a credible threat to the rules you set. A cause to be alarmed. But we are not the names that we've been given. We speak a language you don't know. We are the nowhere generation. The nowhere generation. Oh.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So before we move on, and I have to apologize, Mike, I put in there that we're going to talk some 5 points of optimism for LSU, but I didn't put the link in there. So
I found it.
Okay, good. Good. But let's we can run through the injury report real quick. For the Saints, they have 10 players on the injury report. Quan Alexander didn't participate today with an elbow injury. Davenport with a shoulder.
I don't know how to say his name either.
Well, that guy. Oh, K-Pass.
Yeah, him.
We'll call him K-Pass. That makes it easy.
There you go. He's a defensive end.
Yeah. he didn't participate today with a calf injury. Marshawn Lattimore, no surprise, because he had thumb surgery yesterday. Yeah. He didn't participate, but he still may be able to play this weekend. Like we were talking about, Eric McCoy didn't participate due to his calf injury. Trevor Siemian was sick. And Pete Werner, he didn't participate due to a hamstring. And P.J. Williams sat out because of a back injury. And then C.J. Gardner-Johnson was limited with a knee. And Chase Hansen, a linebacker, was limited due to a groin injury, which I don't even know who Chase Hansen is. So,
yeah, I remember seeing his name at some point. He's a linebacker.
That's right.
I only know that because I'm looking at the list right now. So
right. On the Panthers side, they had 6 players. Their guard, Pat Elfin, he was limited due to a hip injury. Defensive tackle Daquan Jones was limited due to a groin injury. Another guard, John Miller, was limited due to illness. And then 2 safeties, Justin Burris was a full go with neck injury, and Sean Chandler, he was a full go with a hamstring. And wide receiver Shai Smith was a full go with a shoulder injury. So there you go. All that is going to change. It's the first day of injury reports, and we'll just have to be more important who's on that list on Friday. So, all right, so moving on to something that that's near and dear to your heart is 5 points of optimism for the LSU Tigers moving forward. And I'll let you take it away on this.
All right. Number one, this O-line has the talent to pass protect well. I'm not sure if I agree with that. I do agree. They do have the talent. Are they going to do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. LSU has been in the top 5 for recruits for what feels like 1,000 years now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the O-line is going to be able to do it. They have this much talent. I don't know if it's coaching. Now, granted, they got a new O-line coach just a few months before the season started, which he had a completely different scheme set than the last guy. And so I don't know if it's that, or if the guys are just kind of laissez-faire with everything, I don't know. We'll see how that goes. To be honest, I have no idea what to say with the O-line. I feel like one of the main issues that everybody says that LSU needs to work on is the run game. Well, if the O-line can get straightened out, the run game will automatically improve. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that the run game is actually going to be what it needs to be. I have no idea because we have not been able to see anybody over the last two, you know, last season and the few games we had this season that can actually run. So we don't know what they're going to do. And John Emery, having his being ruled ineligible for the season, which has been contested, but with him being ruled out for the season for academic reasons, that's not helping anything at all. But I got to say, he didn't really do all that great last year. But again, the O-line didn't look good. So The O-line, I don't know what to say. We'll just have to see. Hopefully, please, dear God, it gets better, but we'll see. Number two, stars at defensive tackle. And I will say the defense looked a whole lot better last game. And now, granted, you're playing McNeese,
right?
But the fundamentals were there. You could tell that it took them a game to kind of get themselves back in order, if you will. And like Jack Leroy and Mason Smith, they're two of the best defensive tackles in the league. You know, and it's going to take them a little while, apparently. You've got other guys who were really good coming in behind them. You know, and I did feel a lot better after watching the McNeese game. There's still a lot of work to do, especially because playing McNeese is not exactly the same as playing Alabama, playing Florida, playing Texas A&M, playing Ole Miss, et cetera. But I did feel a lot better about that. Now, number three on this list is something that when I first saw it, I was like, are you serious? Number three is young receivers are legit. Yes, there are a number who have done good. Obviously, Butte, I mean, he's probably one of the best actual wide receivers in the SEC, if not the country. Mm-hmm. He's proven that for a year and a season and two games. Now, they say Brian Thomas, Jack Betch, Deion Smith, and Chris Hilton. I will say Jack Betch had a really good game. Deion Smith had a pretty good game. You can see both of them becoming a bigger part of the offense in the future. Hopefully they will. They're both tight ends. LSU's not really all that big on using tight ends. I mean, obviously they're pretty good at they were pretty good at using I just lost his name. My brain went. I did something on my computer and they made me go squirrel, and now I lost where I was going with that. excuse me. You know, they're not opposed to using tight ends, but it's not exactly like they have Travis Kelce on the team year in, year out. So they just kind of go with these are our two best wide receivers. But hopefully Betch and Smith will get some more passes because they seem to do really, really good last week. And we'll see if that was a one-game deal. But especially with Betch, I don't think it was. Mm-hmm. Now, number four says offense will get in a groove. And to be honest, if the O-line can improve – really any. I agree with that. Not all of the receivers, not all of the running backs will do good, but you've got Max Johnson. He's not going to be Joe Burrow, but he's good enough, and he's got good enough people to catch the ball that if the O-line can improve any, just enough to keep Johnson from running for his life, I feel like the offense will get in a groove.
Right.
Whatever groove that is, we'll see. But if they can just figure out how to stop the defense in any way, shape, or form, yeah, the offense will get into a groove. I do agree with that. Mm-hmm. And now, granted, Jake Peets, this is his first time ever being an OC. As the season goes on, he'll get better. He'll learn what to teach the players, and so that could help as well. And then this is one that I do agree with. Number five is corners will lock in. You've got Cordell Flott and Eli Rex and Derek Stingley. They're probably the best corners in all of NCAA. It's going to take a minute for them to kind of gel, I guess, because, I mean, you've got the DC. This is his first time ever having that role as well. And with the talent that those three guys have, it may take longer than we want. I don't know. But it's going to get better. I can promise you that. then with the way that, again, with the way the defense looked this past Saturday, I can only see things getting better. And last year, our defense, other than the O-line, our defense was the problem. So if our defense can go without giving up 35 or 38, whatever it was, points per game like they did last year, mm-hmm. our offense could possibly have a chance to win us some games.
Yeah, I think those are good points. And that, of course, is from go247.com. They put out those bullet points today. So we'll just have to see how things go on Saturday, and hopefully they go they keep continuing and moving in the right direction. So now, our favorite thing to poop on, NFL power rankings, because I do not understand where who's doing this. We've talked about it. Might be interns at NFL.com. I don't know, but I really don't understand.
I feel like we need some interns so we can come up with crap like this.
Oh, and that crap being the optimal word in this. So
I was being nice about it.
So you have number one, no surprise, the Buccaneers. Okay. Even though they just barely escaped a loss to the Cowboys. But okay, they look good.
I was gonna say, it's okay.
They look good. Well, I'll give them that. Number two, the Chiefs. Man, again, they did. Just very narrowly escaped with a win, but okay, whatever. I can see it. I can give the benefit of the doubt on those. Number three, the Rams. Oh. Really? Come on. They beat the Bears. And like, let's not throw parades for them.
And I watched that game and was laughing pretty much the entire time. But they have Matthew Stafford now, so yay.
Yeah. The Seahawks are number
Stafford
four.
Stafford actually did look okay, though.
Yeah, sorry, he did. No, he did. But I don't see them as a top three team in the league. I just don't see it.
Mm-mm.
Number four, I would put this team ahead of the Rams, and that's the Seahawks. They look great on Sunday. Beat a good defense with Indianapolis. So they're number four. Number five, the Steelers. I can be okay with the Steelers being a top five team with the way their defense handled Josh Allen and killed my fantasy football team in the process for the weekend. Here's where I start having a little bit of issue. I've been high on the Bills for the last year, and they came in ranked at number six, but the way they played, I don't see it. I think there's other teams that played a lot better, namely the Saints, that they shouldn't be ahead of. So then you go to number seven, and it's the Ravens. Now, I don't know if you got to see I don't know what that was on Monday night. I guess it was a football game. If we were on satellite radio right now, I would be able to say exactly what I thought it was. It would start with a circle, and then a four-lettered word that starts with a J and ends with a K. So I've never seen two teams that didn't want to win a football game so bad. That was awful.
Especially on Monday night.
Right. The first Monday night football game of the regular season, and that debacle unfolds. No way possible would I put Baltimore. And granted, you can give them a little bit of a pass because they didn't, you know, they got all new running backs. But Latavius Murray, he scored a touchdown for them, so whatever.
There you go.
Then you go to the Browns. I think they could hover around the 10 mark because they did put up a good fight against Kansas City. But at the end of the day, they didn't get it done, you know?
Yeah.
So then you have San Francisco, who played a wonderful game up until the fourth quarter, and then gave up, 24 points in 4 minutes or something? But, I digress. They still got a good team, and they're heading in the right direction. Then you come to number 10, and that's us, the Saints. We moved up from 15 to 10. That's it. With that, what we did to
five touchdown passes by the pariah of the NFL, Jameis Winston.
Yeah. And that's not enough to move up ahead of the Ravens or the Bills or the Browns or even the Rams. I get the Rams because they want to try to get as many people in the SoFi Stadium as they possibly can.
Of course. Yeah.
But
second largest market in the country.
And you put the beat down on Aaron Rodgers and a team that's been 13-3 the last two seasons and went to the NFC Championship game two seasons in a row, and that's all the respect you get. And on the flip side of that, you have the Chargers at 11, which, okay, whatever. But then the Packers are at 12. After what the egg they laid, they're only two spots worse than us. Come on, No, I don't see it.
No, I will say they were ranked number four before, so that's an 8-point fall. But wow, that looked like the Jets basically.
Right. Yeah, it was bad. And then you have the Dolphins. They're at number 13. The Cardinals at 14, which they had a great game. And then the Patriots, who lost to Miami at 15. Come on. I don't get it.
They only fell two by losing to the Dolphins.
Right. So there you go. There's my soapbox and how much I hate power rankings. Let's take a break, and we're going to do a Wednesday edition of Florida Man so we can wrap things up, because I think we're going to take a break until Friday. So we'll be back right after this.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Brought to you by the Saint Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the Saint Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at saintrockmarket.com.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Hi, this is Clay with Liberty or Lockdown. I'm moving to a new show and a new hour. Join me for What's Your Passion Live to talk about promoting your passion or your business. What's Your Passion is a live show that promotes businesses and podcasts around the city. So join me every Thursday from 12 to 1. Or you can go to www.wypagency.com to get your business or podcast promoted. See you there.
I'm only happy when it rains. Feel good when things are going.
Minutes or so let's go ahead and make a trip to Florida. So here we go.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right. So without any further ado, this comes from News Channel 8 out of Orlando. And the headline is Florida Man Arrested for Exposing Himself to Toll Collectors. I don't think that'll let you get to pay the toll, troll. that's a little Always Sunny reference if you got it. I don't think you can go through with showing that. I think you still got to pay money. But nonetheless, Florida man has been arrested after exposing himself multiple times to toll booth collectors over a week span. A Florida Highway Patrol arrest report says 41-year-old Mark Filial was booked into the...
Filial.
Yeah, exactly. The I don't know how to pronounce that county.
Is that what he wanted to do?
Yeah, right, Filial. Filial. I think so.
I would say Osceola. I have no idea if that's
Osceola.
Correct.
But... okay. The Osceola.
Filial County.
Yeah, county jail on Saturday. Troopers saw Filial exposed himself seven times on three different days around 7 a.m. That's early to be exposing yourself.
Yeah, really. Oh, wow.
As he entered the cash lanes.
You don't want to go first? Or...
maybe he just never started stop partying from the night before.
Oh, that's what it is.
So around 7 a.m. as he entered the cash lanes of the toll plazas, toll workers told troopers Filial had no clothes on and was showing his privates, according to the arrest report. He was identified through a photo comparison. Whoa. Wow.
Wow.
I wonder what
he's already
kind of,
in their system.
Right? I hope. I mean, do they have more naked pictures of him? And his identity his identity matched. He's facing seven charges of exposure of sexual organs. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Mark.
Congratulations, I guess.
Yep. Oh, boy. So I know we've talked a lot about folks out of Orange County, but here's this one comes from the Orlando Weekly. Still more Orlando people. Florida man tased for twerking during rainy traffic stop. A recent news
tased in the rain
out of Orange County Sheriff's Office will tell you the law doesn't look too kindly on dance moves. A Florida man found out the hard way this week when he was tased after twerking during a traffic stop on September 7th. In the video captured by a passing motorist, Richard Wolf of Crystal River rubs himself on the outside of his SUV while thrusting his hips at the police officer. The 57-year-old proceeds to get down and twerk before dancing into traffic lanes of State Road 44 in Inverness. At one point, Wolf removed a knife from his waistband and tossed it in the grass. He was quoted as saying, "What are you scared of? I got knives and you got a gun," he yelled at the officers per their arrest report. Wolf was initially pulled over for using the grass median and turn lanes into pass traffic. After being tased and arrested, he was booked in the Citrus County Jail on charges of resisting an officer without violence, fleeing from the law enforcement after being ordered to stop, and reckless driving. Unfortunately for Wolf, ignorance of the booty and knowing where you're shaking it is no excuse. So there you go.
I love that. This is amazing.
There's always Florida to put a smile on our faces, isn't there?
Yes, there it is. Thank you, Florida.
So there you go. And as you can hear from Miss Bennington, it's time to get out of here. There's Gloria to be played. So we'll be back on Friday with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria. Have a good night.
For Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
As a realtor, I have used and recommended mortgage loan officer Scott Forte of Forte's team at Eustis Mortgage to many of my clients. Forte's team at Eustis Mortgage is top notch. Based out of New Orleans since 1956, Eustis Mortgage brings 65 years of experience. The Forte team is available to help you with your mortgage lending needs 7 days a week. Make sure to contact the Forte team at Eustis Mortgage for your next home loan purchase or refi. Apply at closings or myforte.com.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.